And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
My name is Pastor Roland, and the program is called Talk to a Pastor. Today, I want to talk about stress and why, when we resent our wife, resent our husband, resent other people, it causes a huge amount of stress on your body. Okay? As a matter of fact, you could argue that PTSD has a lot to do with resentment. See, there has to be a... Look, we were meant to be happy, healthy, whole, spontaneous. Okay? That's the way we were meant to be, like little children. When you see little children, you see they're happy and spontaneous. They leap from bed in the morning. They go out and make a lot of discoveries in God's great green world, great green earth. And all day long, they discover many, many things and learn many things. And then when the evening comes, they sleep soundly, the innocent sleep of a babe. And the next morning, they wake up refreshed and leap from bed for another day of adventure, okay? Well, that's the way we are supposed to be, okay? That is the way you are supposed to be, okay? And we know that's true. When you look at, for example, when you watch movies like the good old-fashioned, you know, swashbuckling adventure, like a long time ago they had movies like with Errol Flynn, you know, he was the dashing hero. And he, remember the movie Robin Hood? Remember how he, Errol Flynn would swing from the chandelier and arrive and fight the bad guys, and he always had a smile on his face. See, that's the way men are supposed to be. See, heroic, spontaneous. You know, somewhat of an iconoclast even. That's why we like people that have courage, that have some chutzpah, okay? And we like people like Albert Einstein. He didn't wear socks, okay? He was a different kind of guy. And ladies, you're supposed to be happy, cheerful, okay? Sweet, good, smart, all those wonderful things. And not bitter and angry and resentful and sneaky and catty. And see? So what has happened to us? And to how many people today are chronic? They have chronic this and chronic that. People walk around now when they're 30, like they're 90. We're supposed to be like Jack LaLanne. Okay? Like Jack LaLanne was. So something has gone wrong, okay? And so my point is that human beings are supposed to be happy, spontaneous, full of vive, okay? And not all beaten down and unhappy and miserable and resentful and chronically feeling terrible. Okay, that's the new normal nowadays, feeling terrible all the time. Well, it's not supposed to be that way. Something is wrong. Okay, so that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about that today. So now let's talk about why you are not spontaneous, like Errol Flynn, swinging from the chandeliers and fighting the bad guys, okay? Or Braveheart, and why you're not the dashing, gracious, you know, leading lady. See, well, maybe you are, maybe you act that way, but underneath you're resentful, see? Well, here's the biggest mistake that we make. Well, we make a lot of mistakes, okay? But the biggest mistake that we make is we resent other people. Resentment puts a huge stress on your body. Okay, it weighs you down, it makes you feel anxious, guilty, because resentment is wrong. It's wrong to hate people. And it robs you of your spontaneity and your childlike enthusiasm, okay?
like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland, and I'm here to tell you that if you are resentful, or if you think that life owes you something, see, if you think that life owes you something, the government owes you something, corporations owe you something, think that life owes you something, then it's guaranteed that you're going to become resentful. And your resentment is going to cause stress upon your nerves and upon your organs and upon your heart, okay? And it's going to cause you to have a lot of bad memories. Bad memories in the mind and bad physical memory. In other words, engrams in your body, okay? Oh, yes, what I wanted to say earlier, I forgot to mention. Oh, yes, my name is Pastor Roland. I've been around 25 years. I have a master's degree, a doctorate in pastoral psychology. I've written 18 books, and you are so lucky to have me. Okay? Now, what I was going to say earlier is, remember I said that humans were made to be spontaneous and happy and carefree and be a blithe spirit? Why aren't we carefree? Because we're resentful. Okay? But here's the thing, okay? You know, when you talk about, for example, PTSD, or when you talk about people that have baggage from the past, okay, baggage from the past, or they have, I don't know, sometimes even reoccurring things, allergies and so on and so forth, which are more psychosomatic, but they seem more physical than they are mental. See, there's some kind of a memory involved. Okay, there's a resurfacing of a memory of something that happened in the past, and then a reliving of it in life or in a fugue or in a dream. See, or your body somehow relives it. In other words, if you reacted, see, with fear and trembling or with anger toward somebody, let's say a teacher, okay, or let's say a teacher, okay, and your teacher had. I don't know, she always wore purple shoes. I'm just making something up. Okay, then what's going to happen is at some point in your life, you're going to encounter some lady that is wearing purple shoes, and all of a sudden you're going to find that your heart is pounding. Your blood pressure goes up. Or there's going to be somebody that has the same bossy attitude that your teacher had, or that your mother had, or that your wife had, see? Or that your father had, see? The same bossiness, the same pettiness, the same meanness, the same impatience. And when you encounter that in someone else, see, then immediately your body is going to react in a thousand different ways. Your blood vessels will be constricting and your heart will be pounding and blood. You see what I mean? Your blood chemistry will change at levels so subtle you can't even, there's so many you can't even put your finger on them all, but the bottom line is afterwards, see, you stressed yourself, you used up a little more life force, and you're a little closer to death. So these memories that we harbor from the past are not innocent memories. See, these memories that we have of the past, okay, maybe somebody did do you wrong. See, maybe they didn't. Maybe you just thought they did. But maybe they did. Okay, somebody, your dad wasn't there for you, your mom yelled at you, so your brother was cruel to you, your sister teased you, the kids at school were bullies, you went to get the job and somebody else got the job, and then you went to work somewhere and somebody else got the promotion. Okay, so these things happen. You know, that's life. That's what, like Frank Sinatra says, that's life. Okay? Well, but the point is, why does it linger? Why are you not able to leave it behind and become spontaneous again? Why can't you wake up one morning and it's all behind and you leap from bed like a child, see, and run barefoot over the carpet and go forth to have a day of adventure? So what is the sustaining factor of the trauma? What is the sustaining factor of the memory? What is it that keeps you tied to the past? What it is, I've already told you, it's resentment. Whenever the memory arises, you resent, see, what you see about it. Or when the symptoms arise, you resent them. Or the symptoms arise and you resent the original person who you know was responsible for them, see? Or you're so full of hate toward what happened that it's kind of buried down there, but the symptoms transfer into to something else. But the sustaining factor is resentment. Okay? Suppressed anger, suppressed rage. So you're going to have to let it go. Okay? You're going to have to let it go. Okay? Because it hurts you more than what anyone did to you in the past. My name is Pastor Roland. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nook Book. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Remember, Christ said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Well, he also said, a verse before that, something like, if you do. As I say, or in other words, if you obey what I say or do what I say, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It's like the old adage, you know, if you haven't forgotten, you haven't really forgiven. Okay? If you haven't forgotten, you haven't really forgiven. So similarly, if you know what's right, and then you don't do it, see, you don't complete the action. It doesn't become complete in your body. In the Bible, it talks about the Word made flesh. See, how can that happen? How can you, instead of deteriorating and become more animal, becoming more animal and deteriorating as the years go by, why shouldn't you be getting better and better and better? See, why shouldn't you be becoming perfected instead of becoming imperfect, endlessly imperfect? Okay, well, the answer is that you, right now you're currently heading the wrong way. Okay, so there has to be a change of heart. There has to be a change of mind. Okay, you have to see that resenting other people and hating other people and secretly judging and resenting them, you have to see that that's wrong. Okay, you have to see that hiding in your booze or hiding in your pills or hiding in your fantasies or your music or whatever you used to hide, okay, hiding in your work. It's just a way of not facing reality. See, the truth has to, see, reality has to be faced. It has to be faced. And so what I was saying is that the word can be, the word becomes flesh, okay? The good can become permanent in you, see, if you follow, if you complete the action. In other words, you realize something, you see, oh, I see, I've been secretly judging my husband, okay? You see that, you regret it. I mean, you really regret it, okay? And then you have a change of heart. You have a change of heart about it. You regret what you see about yourself, but you also realize in God's light of truth, okay, you realize that you can't change yourself. But you, so there, so you regret what you see, but you realize you can't change yourself. Well, that is the kind of an attitude, see, that is actually a cry to God. See, it's actually a silent cry of the soul who wants to do better, but honestly, but doesn't even know how to do better. See, and God answers such sincere, silent pleas. Okay, then one day, see, you get up and you go out, and all of a sudden you realize you don't resent your husband anymore. Okay, you don't resent him, and when you don't resent your husband, this is just an example. Then a whole entourage of negative things and symptoms and bad negative memories and all kinds of things just fall away with the resentment, which is the sustaining factor. It sustains all of the bad things, the bad memories, you see, and the transfer of the physical responses into untoward symptoms. All of those are sustained by the resentment. So when you let go of the resentment, okay, you might still be left with your with your stressed out body, okay? So you're left with that. You might still be left with your messed up life or messed up marriage or relationship with your kids or whatever. You're still left with that, okay? But now you see it. Now you don't resent it anymore. And you don't add new. But the resentment is gone, so the bad things fall away. Now you're just left with the present. Still, there's still some issues there. But now, see, with God's help, now you can begin to deal reasonably and rationally with what issues you have, okay? Without the complication of the resentment. See? Are you with me? Like a lot of people, they even resent their symptoms or they resent their illnesses. Not good. See? That's not good at all. You'll be a better patient, okay? You'll be a better patient if you need the doctor's help. And you'll be a better patient to the doctor if you're not angry and resentful. Be a lot better patient, okay? All right. So, now do you see? Okay, perhaps you can also see why I always talk about the meditation. Because the meditation is a very, very important step of getting out of your thinking. See, now you're so lost in your thinking. You get pulled into thinking. And then you can't deal reasonably with what's happening. So the meditation is a very important first step to begin on your path to recovery. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. See, the other problem. My name is Pastor Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Yes, please listen in every week at this time, every Sunday morning. If you'd like to send me an email, then send it to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. And visit my website at talktoapastor.org. I have a lot of books. I have an excellent book called Conquering Stress. In that book, I talk about many of the things that I've alluded to this morning. Okay? Now, so what was I saying? Oh, yes, yeah, so the meditation is very important because you're too lost in your thinking. See, it's another way of hiding, of escaping. See, what's happened is that in our lives we make such a mess out of everything. We're so full of hate and anger and secret buried hostility and so on and so forth that we just can't deal with it anymore, so we hide. We hide in thinking, we hide in drugs, we hide in alcohol, we hide in marijuana, we hide in music, in videos, in work, in, see, everything, distractions. Everything is just becomes a distraction. See, your whole life will become a distraction because you do not, if you do not want to face what you need to face. Okay? All right, but see, up until now, see, when you listen to me, see, I make it clear, and you can hear that I know what I'm talking about. You can track with me, and you say, yes, yes, okay? But see, your problem is when the program is over, then you go back to getting pulled into everything. Okay, that's why you need to get the meditation that I have. I have a brand new easy meditation. It's completely free. If you were to get that easy meditation and give it a try, it might help you to stay out of your thinking. So you can be in an objective state, a state where you can see clearly without overreacting to what you see. Okay? All right. These things need to be seen. But up until now, you didn't want to see what has to be seen because you didn't know how to deal with it. But if you have God's light with you, see, if you have objectivity, then you can look at things without overreacting and make reasonable choices and so on and so forth. You know how it is at work. If you're at work, you can be a mechanic, a plumber, a doctor, a dentist, see, a manager, okay? At work, you make excellent decisions because you're able to look at things objectively, professionally, see, with neutrality, okay? So you can make good decisions, but what happens when it comes to at home? See, that's where you mess up. And how about your own issues? Something is wrong if you can be so clever at work. Make such excellent decisions, reasonable, rational, thoughtful. So how come, see, you can't deal with your own issues? Well, the problem is that you need a little help because your issues are so deep. You need a little help. So you listen to somebody like me, then you get the meditation. And if you're lucky, see, if you're one of the blessed ones, it might just help you to refine the inner light. See, then you can have God's light. See, do you see how clear what I say is, with what clarity I see these issues? Okay, well, that's because I have some light. Okay, but the same light that's in me is in you, but you haven't found it because your mind, see, is buried under layer upon layer upon layer of distractions and emotions and memories and fantasies and worrying about the past and planning for the future. And when you're not doing that, you're endlessly distracted. Now, the fact that you are so distractible, okay, you get pulled into this and pulled into that, and pulled into this text message, and now you're watching the football game, and now you're lost in another text message, and now you're lost in this music, and now you're lost in your food. The reason is because of what I had alluded to. There's things you don't want to face about yourself. Huh? See, the truth. You do not want to face the truth. But you have to face the truth, okay? But if you have the light of truth with you, you will face the truth in the light of truth, and the truth, God's light of truth, will set you free. Okay? See? Now, the other thing is that bad things get in to us, especially when we're hateful. Okay, and someday you'll have to see that too, but not now. Now what you need to do is start with something very simple and basic. How about starting with the meditation? It couldn't hurt, okay? Calm down, get centered, and begin to see things objectively, reasonably. Your life could take a change for the better. Hello, everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the four-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you two free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and two free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Yes, this is Pastor Roland. So if you'd like to let go of resentment, let go of the baggage of the past, then you need to visit my website, try my meditation, okay? You can contact me at talktoapastor@yahoo.com. All right? Try the meditation. It's free. I have a nice free meditation. I have a lot of books, a lot of wonderful resources. Visit my website. And be sure to listen into this program. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. That's talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.